In July 2011, Bishop John Arnold, Auxiliary Bishop of Westminster, visited the Democratic Republic of Congo to show solidarity with the local church and to learn more about the realities of the country. 3 months later, in October, a delegation from Congo visited our conference here in England and Wales. We took the opportunity to speak to Archbishop Marcel Utembi of Kisangani, a member of that delegation. He spoke to us about the November elections in the country and why it's particularly important that we over here take an active interest in what's going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
We come for doing advocacy in the name of the Episcopal Conference, Republic Democratic of Congo, about the big event which will take place in our country, especially the presidential election and then legislative election, which will take place on 28th November. For us as church, as pastors, we need that event go on in peaceful atmosphere.
What would you like Catholics in England and Wales to be praying for at that time?
There is a unity, communion in the church. The need we feel in Congo especially is the need of all the church. That is why we would like to join together with the church here in England to pray and then to make advocacy around the government and then around the peoples of England to help us so that the event of election pass in peace, and then after that election people can work and then can continue to their life on the way of development, because without peace there is no development.
What do we need to know about the situation right now in Congo?
Right now, politically, I can say the candidates are preparing themselves to win election. But in that way, there is a bad atmosphere between those who are leading the country now and the opposition side. Each part hope to win the election. That situation make some wrong atmosphere which can push people to struggle. And then for us, we would like the international community to help the government of Congo, to help all those candidates to keep a good atmosphere before election, even after election, because in each election, one can win, another can lay down.
Whoever wins, Archbishop, what would be the things you would want to say to them about how they should govern the country?
What I can say, it is the voice of the bishops of Congo. We would like all those candidates for next election, presidential and legislative, may they keep peace in that time. When the result shall be shown, they have to accept that result of election without making war in the people. Our wish to the one who will be win in election will be to be a good leader, the one who can respect the constitution, the one who can respect also his project of society, the one who will take our country peacefully, the one who will give for people open way for people to have work, to have a job. And through that project, we can have the development of our country.
Archbishop Marcel Utembi there, of Kisangani in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You've been listening to a podcast from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.